From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto. A bill to crack down on distracted driving passed a state House committee Friday. It aims to make an existing law more enforceable by instituting a one-swipe or tap rule, which says that drivers can swipe their phone to answer it and tap a button to activate digital personal assistance. Democratic Representative Carol Moss is sponsoring the bill.
When people say, well, I ought to be able to do what I want in my own car, well, you're not only endangering those who are in your car, passengers, but you're likely to kill or severely injure someone else.
The bill now goes to the full House for consideration. Utahns might be able to legally purchase some raw milk products under a bill that passed its first major hurdle in the legislature. Republican Representative Kim Coleman is sponsoring the bill, which passed unanimously in the Utah House Natural Resources, Agriculture, and Environment Committee. She says the sale and distribution of raw milk, butter, and cream has the approval of the Farm Bureau. Coleman sponsored a similar bill last year that passed the House but failed in the Senate. Utah Governor Gary Herbert says he does not support a state lawmaker's push to censure U.S. Senator Mitt Romney over his vote to convict in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. Herbert says Romney voted with his conscience after hearing all the evidence, and his decision does not warrant censure as proposed by Representative Phil Lyman. The position signals a roadblock for the effort to rebuke Romney amid a wave of Republican anger directed at the party's former presidential nominee. Legislative leaders have said a separate effort to create a way to recall a U.S. senator would likely be unconstitutional. As the debate continues over the merits of private prisons, Colorado is considering a bill that would look at ways to phase them out. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Allie Budner reports.
Among other things, the legislation would pave the way for a study on how to end the practice of using private prisons by 2025. Leslie Harrod is the Democratic representative who introduced the bill.
I believe that profit should never be a motive in the prison industry. And when we put profit over people, we are moving in the wrong direction.
Opponents of the bill say moving away from private prisons will disproportionately harm rural areas that rely on them for jobs. Rod Bockenfeld is a Colorado representative who voted against the bill.
There's not a whole lot of opportunity in some of those small rural counties to generate jobs, and so it's going to have a huge impact.
The language in the bill says the study will look at the economic impacts on affected communities. It will also look at ways to reduce recidivism and the state's prison population as a whole. The legislation has passed in the House and is now on its way to the Senate. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
The worker shortage at Utah State Prison is making for dire conditions and mandatory overtime for those employed in the system. That's according to ex-lawmaker Chad Bennion, who now heads the Fraternal Order of Police. More than a third of the 500-plus positions in Draper are vacant, forcing officials to bus corrections officers from Gunnison to the Point of the Mountain twice a day. Bennion and the Corrections Department are asking lawmakers to pay for a multi-year compensation plan to help recruit workers. I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto, KUER News.